I suppose returning to that idea about sort of, you know, what is it to be here, and you know, how did we quite do this, you know, from a 3 billion year standing start as algae, you know, like perfectly happy, you know, hey, you know, still could have been that. I tend to contemplate these questions that I don't know if I view the same at certain times of the day. And recently, my new hobby at the moment is the siesta, because I read somewhere it was good for. That's an aggrandizement. I fall asleep in the afternoon. But I read somewhere it was good for your heart. Well, it's not good for mine, because what happens is I wake up after 10 minutes with my heart beating in my head in a state of morbid existential crisis. The feeling of being cosmically misfiled. You ever get that? Well, I didn't sign up for it. You know, like, as a kind of plump, sweaty, bald monkey with gravity issues. You know, thinking, I did not want this. I wanted to be some kind. I wanted to be like coral, but made of gas, you know, floating on some star. Anyway. But you're not here. I must quit sleeping in the afternoon. I do it for my heart. But all too soon, my heart has called it off. It does not love me. If it down tools, there'd soon be nothing of me. Its hammer beat says, you are, not I am. It prints me off here like a telegram. What do I say? How can the lonely word know who has sent it out or who has heard? Long years since I came round in her womb, enough myself to know I was not home. My dear sea up in arms at the wrong shore, and her loud heart, like a landlord, at the door. Where are we now? What misdemeanor sealed my transfer? Mother, why so far afield?